Hello, and thanks for downloading From the Tops podcast. I'm Damon Gupton, and I was thrilled to guest host this week's show at Interlochen Arts Academy. I'd never before made the journey to hear the students at Interlochen, and it's like 4 hours away from my hometown, Detroit. But I've always heard about how amazing the kids are up there, and yes, they are seriously impressive. And it's such an international gathering place for young artists. I think you'll be blown away by the power of the orchestra, like I was. And the percussion piece on the show is fantastic. Have fun.
From NPR.
It's From the Top.
Celebrating the power of music.
In the hands of America's kids.
Here's this week's guest host, actor and conductor Damon Gupton.
Welcome to each and every one of you. It is a great pleasure for me to be here and have the distinct honor of hosting From the Top. We're at Corson Auditorium on the campus of Interlochen Center for the Arts in the quiet town of Interlochen, Michigan. I'm actually a Michigan man myself. I was born and raised in Detroit, Michigan. I went to the University of Michigan. Go Blue, in fact. I was a music education major, and after that, I graduated from the drama division of the Juilliard School in New York. These days, my career insanely and wonderfully combines both of these disciplines. I've been fortunate enough to have careers acting on television and film and in theater while also conducting around the country and abroad on the concert stage. So I truly, truly am able to appreciate a place like Interlochen. All these artistic disciplines and collaborations are mixing it up all the time here, and it's truly a very, very special place. Interlochen attracts outstanding young artists from across the country and the world to study here in the Michigan woods. And today, quite properly, all the young performers on the show attend the Interlochen Arts Academy, the prestigious year-round boarding school. But I want to introduce two adult musicians who are going to help me make today's show go round. First, there's the brilliant concert pianist who will be collaborating with the young musicians today. Please welcome my co-host and partner in crime, Michelle Kahn. And the phenomenal conductor of the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, Dr. Leslie B. Dunner. It's an honor to share a stage with you, sir. Dr. Dunner, as many of us know, has conducted pretty much every major orchestra in the United States, including my hometown orchestra, the Detroit Symphony, for 11 years. And this man has made an impact on me personally. You see, he was the first conductor I ever saw live. The Detroit Symphony used to make visits to my middle school when I was younger, and I eventually would reach out to this very, very kind gentleman and watch him conduct. He conducted the first ballet I ever saw. In fact, it was the Nutcracker at Ford Auditorium. I'll never forget that. He is truly someone on whose shoulders I stand, and it's an honor to be here with you. And, of course, you, Michelle, these wonderful musicians, and you, this fine, fine audience. Maestro, we're starting things off with a movement from a tuba concerto, I hear. Will you introduce that piece and our young soloist?
Yes, thank you, Damon. We have the first movement of the Vaughan Williams Tuba Concerto. He is a British composer. We have Yung-Ming Wen as our soloist.
All right, okay, Maestro Yung-Ming, when you're ready, you can take it from the top. Thank you. Jun Ming Wen performed the opening movement of the Tuba Concerto by Ralph Vaughan Williams, accompanied by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by Dr. Leslie B. Dunner. Jun Ming is a student here at Interlochen, originally from China, is that right?
Yes.
That was just wonderful. I'm amazed at the agility that you have on such a monster of an instrument, yes? And your high register as well was extraordinary. I think you have everything from a low C to a higher F and an A flat. It's truly, truly wonderful. Lots of character and everything. So, Jun Ming, I wanted to ask you, there are lots of tuba players that have very good stories about how they chose their instrument. So I wanted to ask you if you could talk about what happened to you.
Yeah, sure. So when I was a sixth grader, there was like some people came to my school, and then they actually called every single kid at there to stay in line, and then they would just like let a kid to open their mouth and then look inside in their mouth and then their teeth, and then they would make every single one who sing ah 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 ah, and then they can like know like what instrument you should play, and then yeah.
Wow.
And
really?
Then, amazing.
And then they saw me like a fat guy, and then said, and then you should play tuba. And then sure. Yeah.
They said, yeah. So that it was it. That was it.
Yeah,
huh?
That's
they
what
were
I
very
saw.
Honest.
Game, set, and match. That's fantastic. So, okay, so that's how you chose the tuba, right? Mm-hmm. Or let's say the tuba chose you, it sounds like.
Yeah.
But what made you take it so seriously? I mean, you're a pretty dedicated and serious guy, right?
Yeah. So, like, a couple of months after I chose the instrument, my mom brought me to a concert, and then the orchestra played a Night on Bald Mountain. And then when the lowbrows part comes in, I was like, oh, I'll be one of them on the stage. And then,
yeah.
That's how I start. Yeah.
Oh, I love Night on Bald Mountain by Mazursky. That is such an amazing piece. And actually, I got to experience that as a low brass player when I was younger. I actually grew up playing the trombone and tuba,
Ooh. Believe
it or not.
Nice.
I can't do what you just did, though. I will just disclaimer on that. But I...
Yeah, I think it's just an absolutely amazing work, and I have to say personally, I am so impressed by you and your playing, really.
You know, it's a really great piece, and, you know, listening to you, maybe we should ask Maestro there if he could do a little live demonstration of that right now. How do you feel about that?
Really? Well, let's see. Brass, what do you think?
Yeah!
All right.
There's your answer.
Oh, of course. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I see some music you can put your baby to sleep to at night, clearly. But as a low brass player myself, I really, really appreciate that back there, sounding great. Now, as I said before, you're a pretty disciplined young man, and you're pretty serious. But sometimes you describe yourself as a daydreamer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You tend to forget things, huh?
Yeah, like when I just came to Interlaken and I was supposed to have a lesson, and then I pick up my backpack and my instrument to see the professor, and then when I was near the door, I opened the case and there was no instrument in the case.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. An empty case. Yeah. And then the professor tested me and was like, "Junming, you have a lesson." I was like, "I know I have a lesson." And then I was like 12 or 10 minutes late.
you had to go get it, huh?
Yeah.
But hold on. I'm sorry. I think this is quite the story, but unfortunately, I find it hard to believe, because when I was playing the tuba, right, I could not carry it around. I had to ask different boys to help drag it to the next place. You know, I mean, partly because it was really heavy, and, you know, partly because I had a crush on one of the guys. But anyhow, you know, seriously, are you really sure about this story?
I did not notice. That's probably why I'm a daydreamer. So I was in a hurry, so I just don't care. Just pick up the case and then go.
Just go.
Yeah. It was the adrenaline, right? You didn't realize it. Yeah.
Adrenaline rush. Huh? You are absolutely fantastic. This is Junming Wen, 17, from China, and a student here at the Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Check out From the Top's online video series to see fantastic young musicians collaborating with artists from across the musical spectrum. Go to youtube.com/from the top. Over the last 13 years, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation have awarded over $2.5 million in scholarships to talented young musicians who have financial need. We still have more to give. Go to fromthetop.org to learn more.
Thank you, Michelle. Now, Maestro Dunner has graciously offered me the privilege of conducting the phenomenal Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in this next performance, and we'll be performing selections from Swan Lake by Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
selections from Swan Lake, performed by the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra, conducted by today's guest host, Damon Gupton.
Thank you, Michelle. And thank you to this fabulous, fabulous, fabulous orchestra. And a great shout out goes to Nathaniel Sanchez, who played that beautiful oboe solo at the beginning of the suite. And joining us at the mics are two members of the orchestra, cellist Alexander Smith, 18, who's from Missouri, and violinist Lily Dunlap, 17, who's from Oregon. Alexander is one of our Jack Kent Cook Young Artists. Great job, everyone.
It really was. It really was fabulous. I really, really loved it.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that one of the pleasures of going to Interlochen is doing projects that combine art disciplines. And you both have played this piece before to accompany the Swan Lake Ballet, performed by dancers and fellow students, some of whom may actually be in the audience tonight, in fact. But Alex, you learned that playing for dancers has certain challenges or certain, temptations you may have to overcome.
Yeah, as a pit member, they were very clear to tell us not to try and look up on stage. And a lot of us couldn't because of the angle that we were at, but I was kind of closer to the edge, closer to the audience, so I could, if I like craned my neck a little bit, I could see some of the dancers. So I did at one point during one of the shows. I totally blew an entrance. I felt really bad, but yeah, no. Karma, I guess.
I can see why.
Right. You know what? You wouldn't be the first, brother. Trust me.
I also read that you are impressed by the structure of Swan Lake. Can you tell us what aspect of the structure is striking to you?
Yeah, I think Tchaikovsky is really fascinating because he, especially in the scene, which you heard first, he has this very simple melody that is, you know, basically just a scale, and he's able to develop it with a lot of different counterpoint and a lot of new textures and kind of moving all around the orchestra. And he's amazing just how much he can do with so little.
I see, yeah, he tends to expand pretty simply, but every once in a while something gets pretty complex, huh? Yep. I love his builds, right? Yeah. Like in the waltz even, you know, we just keep going and building and building and building. Yeah. That's great that you're a student of harmony and structure and everything else. It's inspiring. Now, another thing that makes Interlochen so incredible is how high they set the musical bar. Because you have to admit, it's pretty high here, right? Mm-hmm. And Lily, you played in a very challenging concert this past fall, and here is a sample of that.
What's the name of that piece?
So that is Andreessen's Workers' Union, and I performed in Interlochen Contemporary Music Ensemble, a new ensemble that we formed this year. We put on that piece because it's written for any group of loud-sounding instruments, so we could really include as many people as possible.
I see.
We also performed it without conductor, so it presented a really interesting challenge in that sense that we had to really stick together just through like contact between musicians on stage.
Wow.
The running time of the piece is 15 to 20 minutes, and it requires so much concentration. Personally, that was the first time in probably years that I've actually like gotten out of my own head, out of my own worries about like what homework's due, like what I need to do for classes. For 20 solid minutes, I was just focused on the piece.
Right.
Because the notation's really interesting, too. You know, most classical pieces are written on a standard classical staff of 5 lines, so you can see where all of the pitches are.
Right.
But Workers' Union is written on a staff of 1 line.
So
he gives you the exact rhythm. Everyone has the exact same part, and they have to all be clicked in together. But the pitches are indicated in kind of a random array above and below the lines.
So you can just pick a note.
The line represents the middle range of, like, the middle of the range of your instrument. Mm. And so you have a general idea of what range to put the note.
Okay.
But he specifically instructs not to play any standard scales or figures. So you can't just play arpeggios through the whole thing.
Right.
Okay.
You have to be really creative with what notes you pick.
Right. That must have been pretty exciting for you.
Yeah, I learned a lot from it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. A great time.
Very good. Now, Alex, most youth orchestras have, weeks, maybe a month or so before a concert to learn a particular piece. But you played something and had to learn this piece really, really quickly. That, of course, being the finale from Tchaikovsky's great Fourth Symphony. Now, what was that process? I mean, how much time did you have to learn it, and what was that like?
So this summer, I was a member of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, also here at Interlochen, and there was one week where we had Joanne Folletta as our guest conductor,
nice.
And she chose Tchaikovsky 4 as our repertoire, and learning that in intensely difficult music in 5 days was one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. And after the concert was kind of more of the panic attack, because I was like, wow, that could have been really bad, but it wasn't. And it was amazing just seeing,
good
like,
kind of panic attack, I would say.
But it was just amazing seeing, like, what a group of kids could pull off. Like, I don't know, we're not professionals, but that's probably the closest I've been.
Right, yeah, that's great.
That's really inspiring.
Indeed. I mean, that first movement alone, you could almost take 5 days just to get the 9/8 under your fingers. That's great. Listen, this is Alexander Smith and Lily Dunlap. They are members of the Interlochen Arts Academy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now for some more beloved Tchaikovsky, and to play it, a young cellist. Her name is Esther Che, and she is from Miami, Florida. She'll be joined by my wonderful co-host, pianist Michelle Kahn, a fellow Floridian, by the way, and they'll be playing the Pezzo Capriccioso.
Thank you.
Esther Che, 17, from Miami, Florida, and another gifted student here at the Interlochen Arts Academy. And at the piano, Michelle Kahn. Esther, wow. That was great. I just loved watching you use your bow alone, just the dazzling speed at which you did that. Your playing is very fiery and expressive, and I really enjoyed feeling that. You seem to really be deeply into the piece and connected to it on a very, very, very deep level. And I wanted to ask you something really quickly. I read that you are a synesthete, in fact, and that you see colors when you play. Yeah, could you? I'm wondering what color you saw while playing that particular piece.
Well, with a little background on this piece, Tchaikovsky wrote Pezzo Capriccioso for his very sick friend, and Tchaikovsky was extremely afraid of death. So although this piece may have been written for to mourn Tchaikovsky's friend, I see this piece with so many rich colors, like deep blue, and even at the end of the C major, when it all comes out, it's just like such a pretty pink and everything.
Wow, blue and pink, huh? That's amazing. I wish I had that skill to be able to do that. That's incredible.
I was so impressed, and it was a joy to play with you. Damon already said the kind of energy that you bring to this piece and sensitivity. Mm-hmm. You're a very colorful musician, and colorful in two different ways, but wonderful, really. But I have to say something, okay? You've got to give me credit for not starting that piece before you were ready. And I know that hasn't always been the case, though, has it?
Yeah. The first time I was able to solo with an orchestra, I was 9 years old, and I was walking across the stage about to take my bow, and as soon as I was taking my bow, the conductor was a very old woman, and she had just started the piece right before I even got to finish my bow, and I just had to go sit down really quickly as the orchestra was starting.
You know, I'll say, though, if you had to do that at such a young age, I'm sure nothing else could possibly be as scary, right?
There have been many mistakes.
Well, you really seem like a great personality and playing and very sweet. But I also heard that you and I have something in common, and we both like, I'll call it the darker television shows. I'll put it that way. But one of them in particular, Damon actually was an actor in. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, Criminal Minds. It is just, it's always been one of my favorite shows. I've been obsessed with even Matthew Gray Gubler, one of his co-stars. And I love all that stuff, like crime scene and forensics, and that would be something I'm also interested in.
Yeah, it's a really fascinating world, though, isn't it?
Yeah. We're on the same page. It's probably why we play so well together. We get each other. I get it.
Thank you for spending some time with us. This is the wonderful Esther Che, 17, from Miami.
Thank you.
And a junior here at the Interlochen Arts Academy.
Support for From the Top comes from Senior Helpers, an industry leader in Alzheimer's, dementia, and Parkinson's care, providing families with personalized in-home care, helping your loved ones remain safe and independent at home at seniorhelpers.com.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Jack Kent Cook Foundation, providing scholarships to high-achieving students with financial need, jkcf.org. From the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism, offering a new way to explore, with itineraries for arts, culture, and history in Boston and beyond. The journey begins at massvacation.com. And from the Arcus Foundation, dedicated to the idea that people can live in harmony with one another and the natural world.
Thank you.
From NPR, it's From the Top, celebrating the power of music in the hands of America's kids. This week, we're coming to you from Corson Auditorium at the Interlochen Center for the Arts in Northwest Michigan. Coming up, a fabulous bassoonist originally from Venezuela plays chansons. Special thanks this week to Interlochen Presents and Interlochen Public Radio. Here again is our guest host, actor and conductor Damon Gupton, along with pianist Michelle Kahn.
Joining us now are seven members of the Interlochen Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble. And one of these members, Annie Hayes, is at the mic. Annie, hello.
Hi.
What are you all going to play?
We are playing Shared Space by Ivan Trevino.
I can't wait to hear this. Wow. Explain why this piece is called Shared Space.
So basically, this piece uses one vibraphone, one marimba, a set of tom-toms, and a cajon drum. And it has multiple players on the vibe and multiple players on the marimba. This is pretty unusual, and most composers don't use this because it's not practical, I guess. But for this piece, as an ensemble, we decided this year that we're sharing equipment, we're sharing practice rooms, we're sharing each other's company, and this piece was rather fitting.
That's fantastic. All right. Well, when you're ready, you can take it from the top.
Thank you.
seven members of the Interlochen Arts Academy Percussion Ensemble played Shared Space by Ivan Trevino. This ensemble's appearance is supported by Associated Chamber Music Players, ACMP.
Now we're going to talk with two of these outstanding percussionists, Annie Hayes, who we just met from Fenton, Michigan, and Kyle Skarsog from Traverse City, right? So you're a local, huh?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Listen, that piece is fantastic. I mean, one of the things I loved about it is the fact that you really do have to share. And I think from what you said earlier, there's no room for being selfish. You're so dependent on the other players and the interworkings of creating something together that it's actually really, really beautiful to watch. Not to mention the colors. I love the colors of the different mallet colors and everything. Now, Kyle, you sing the praises of the music scene, not just here at Interlochen, because obviously this is a very, very special place. But you're also in the nearby town of Traverse City. So growing up, you've had a lot of good musical experience and opportunities, right?
Yeah, actually, so I'm a jazz major here, but before coming to Interlochen, my kind of job, for lack of a better term, was playing guitar and singing in bars and restaurants and stuff like that in Traverse City. So I started doing that in 7th or 8th grade-ish.
Wow.
So it kind of started with my dad telling me to go to open mics that were run by the people who basically ran the music scene in Traverse City. And they were super welcoming to a young kid who probably wasn't even that good yet. And
too modest.
I was very lucky to be raised in a town that's not very big. So the music scene wasn't very cutthroat. People were super welcoming, super nice, and kind of fostered growth in me and a lot of other young people.
I see. That might have allowed you a little space to experiment and grow, right?
Yeah,
that's
definitely
great. It's nice to be in a small place like that sometimes, and you kind of get your roots
deep. Yeah, it's been great.
You know? Yeah. That's great.
Absolutely. But Annie, I know that you've actually had your own moments while here at school of deep appreciation for music. I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a few key times in my life where I felt like truly very blessed and very lucky for where I am. And honestly, I mean, I'd like to feel that way all the time. I think we all would. But the moments when I feel that the most are usually when I'm here and I'm performing on this stage. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like many other students up here, I was blessed with this opportunity to be here. And my very first performance here, I didn't feel comfortable with where I was. I was very nervous. I was very very not used to such a large place. But about halfway through there, halfway through that concert, I was counting rests, ironically. And I was counting rests. And I just looked around and I thought, how lucky am I that I get to spend my teen years playing with such talented artists around me.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Wow, what a great reminder that is to be thankful. And we're thankful for you, both of you sharing such wonderful talents with us. This is Annie Hayes, 17, and Kyle Skarsog, 18, both studying here at the Interlochen Arts Academy.
My name is Luis Marquez Teruel. I'm 17 and I play the bassoon. That's me playing the Viola da Gamba Sonata by Sebastian Bach. I'm from Venezuela, a beautiful country where things are really, really bad right now. I'm sure you've read about it in the news or heard about it on NPR. People don't get access to food or water or electricity. You get water once a week and electricity for 8 hours a day. It's also one of the most dangerous countries in the world. You don't walk the streets in Venezuela. You drive everywhere if you want to be a little safer. But as I said, it is beautiful there, and it's the birthplace of El Sistema, where I got my start. Since I've been in the US, my family was forced to move. They went to Argentina with the help of my aunt. My parents are both professional classical musicians, but at this point, in Argentina, they aren't playing their instruments. They're just looking for any work they can get. But they hope to start a new life there. I knew from the time I was young that I was going to go to another country and study the bassoon. I knew that I was going to have to do it without my family. It was the only way. And that became possible in 2016. There was a summer music festival in Aruba, which is only a 15-minute flight from Venezuela. My mom suggested that we go so I could meet the bassoon professor, Dr. Ryan Romain. I took a few lessons from him and he was like, you know, you should come study the bassoon in America. I didn't think that would be possible. My family certainly couldn't afford it. But Dr. Romain said, don't worry, we'll figure it out. And then he found donors and donations and Interlaken helped out too. I just hope I don't disappoint the people who've supported me. Especially my parents, I've been away from them for 2 years, which has been really hard because they're such supporters of mine. And I know that life for them is still really tough. So I want to dedicate this performance to all the people that have supported me. This is the second movement of the Saint-Saëns Bassoon Sonata. Michel Ken is at the piano.
Luis Marquez Teruel, 17, played the second movement of the bassoon sonata by Camille Saint-Saëns along with my co-host, pianist Michelle Kahn.
Wonderful, wonderful performance, Louise. I really enjoyed working with you on this, but it's so exciting playing with you. I mean, the piece takes off right away, right? It's maybe almost a little bit scary, but it's a ride that was really fun to do. And, you know, you play with such character and ease, mm-hmm. and I'm sure no one realizes just how difficult this piece actually is for the bassoon, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Really fantastic, Louise. Now tell our audience about your philosophy of playing, about standing out.
Well, since I came from a family of musicians, I've always been surrounded by music. And also, so I've been taught by my parents and by all my teachers, all my wonderful teachers I've had throughout my life, mm-hmm. that I always, like, they taught me how to stand out in music. Mm-hmm. You know, since I was young, I had that that mindset that I had to be different when I played from everyone else. Right. And I think, really, in music, there is no point if it always sounds the same.
Mm. I understand that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
I'm always trying to find my own voice when I play.
So individuality, right?
Exactly.
Your
you
own
definitely,
identity.
Definitely do that.
Yes, it's outstanding. You have done, you're doing your work, sir. Definitely, definitely.
Thank you.
Now, this is your last year at Interlaken?
Yes.
Yeah. So what are your plans in the future?
I hope to go to a conservatory and keep studying the bassoon in the U.S. to keep improving my playing and, of course, and to become more of an artist.
Yeah, more of an artist. Well, you're well on your way, sir. This is Luis Marquez Teruel from Venezuela, age 17, now studying here at the Interlaken Arts Academy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
From the Top musicians want to change the world for the better, and we're here to support them. That's why From the Top offers leadership training to all of our young musicians. And we're out there with them doing community engagement projects across the country. Learn more about all our programs at fromthetop.org. Podcast of From the Top, featuring bonus content not heard on the radio broadcast, are available every week at fromthetop.org.
Well, my friends, our time together has come to an end this evening. We're glad you came out, and we're going to conclude our time here with another performance by this fantastic Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra conducted by Dr. Leslie B. Dunner. Dr. Dunner, would you introduce this piece for us?
Yes, it would be a pleasure. We are going to play for you the work of Arturo Marquez, his Danzón number 2. Arturo Marquez is a Mexican composer. We here at Interlaken are very, very interested in having our musicians learn not only the standard traditional repertoire, but also the cultures and the styles of many different kinds of music. So we opened this year, for example, with music of Duke Ellington, Leonard Bernstein, and the Argentinian composer, Alberto Ginastera. So now we'll play Arturo Marquez, Danzón number 2, which is, by the way, a Cuban dance form. So here also, we have a blending of cultures.
This is fantastic. And a very exciting way to end our show. I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Michelle Kahn.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of our young performers. And also, we'd like to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening. This is Damon Gupton. Please join From the Top next week. And now, Maestro, take us on home. Thank you.
From the Top is written and produced by Tim Banker and Tom Vaglu, with music director Aaron Nolan. The tour producer is David Balsam, and the production manager is Matt Dykeman. Technical direction by Barrett Willett, with Chris Rando and John Escobar. Orchestra mix by Michael Culler. The executive director is Gretchen Nielsen. From the Top is an independent nonprofit organization based in Boston. Our home is New England Conservatory, where outstanding young artists and inspirational teachers are transforming classical music. If you'd like to appear in our program, apply online at fromthetop.org. From the Top is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, on the web at arts.gov.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, guided by the belief that the arts and humanities are essential to the well-being of diverse and democratic societies. Learn more at mellon.org. From Glenmead, an investment and wealth management company who believes an investment in arts education today will impact and enrich our lives and those of future generations. And from the Arcus Foundation, dedicated to the idea that people can live in harmony with one another and the natural world.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. You know, while From the Top is on NPR, it's not actually owned by NPR. It's an independent nonprofit company based in Boston. And every year it takes a huge push for us to make the show happen financially. So I ask you to please consider donating to our organization so that we can bring you joy podcast after podcast. Go to fromthetop.org and click on support. Thank you.